The referee looks to get us underway, blows his whistle, and we are off underway. And it's sent long, as you normally see in football these days. And now it's back with the whole possession. They're almost into the Leeds box already, but good defence there from Jack Jenkins. Takes it away. Now moving down the left-hand side towards the east stand. We're sat in the west stand. Leeds playing from left to right as we look at it. The Revy stand to our left. The Leeds Cop, as they tend to call it. Back with Leeds United. Here's Jenkins. Plays one way across. That's a close one for Dean Burles. He's been dispossessed. Will Jarvis now into the penalty area. Will Jarvis sends one in. And Hull City, within a minute of the game, are ahead. And we've not even played a minute of football. And that was just poor defence, really.
Yeah, it was a catalogue of errors there, wasn't it? Firstly, Kenner made a bad mistake and Hull nearly got in the first. And then a poor crossfield ball onto it in a flash, and wouldn't be one against Kenner, and he's just not hit it completely well, but he's got enough on it. It's gone past the goalkeeper and sort of rolled into the goal. I mean, what a start. 1-0 to Hull.
And now a chance here for Leeds to break down the left hand side once again. Here comes Haugland. Haugland going to try and cross one in, beats his man onto his right foot. Is he going to go for the shot himself? He's fastled all the way out to the outside of the penalty area. And shot here, goal! And Leeds United are going back on terms from absolutely nothing. Josh Beer-Schergel has absolutely leathered that off his right foot, beats the goalkeeper off the crossbar into the net from the corner of the penalty area. And you put your hand up to complain as to why Haugland had come back. He feeds it into Schergel, who just takes a pot shot into the top corner. Leeds United won, Hull City won. What a goal.
Well, you thought Haugland got in the same position. I thought he was going to do that, and that's what I mentioned earlier. Someone just going to do something a little bit different. And there, you know, Beer-Schergel picked it up, left side, onto his right foot, and, you know, unstoppable shot from the corner of the box. You know, a goal to be proud of. It's probably been video, won't that? He'll have that one in his montage. And that should really push this game forward a bit now, 1-1.
For me, it's almost like two boots kick the ball out at the same time. Shot coming in from the middle, and it's a goal! Fed straight in, and it's Charlie Cresswell, the defender, who's got his head onto the end of it. Dane Burles feeds it in from the corner. And Charlie Cresswell, we said earlier on that Leeds were a bigger side, confirmed by the Tannoyer. But yeah, great finish there, just gets up, nods it straight in. The keeper has no chance. Leeds United have come from behind. It Leeds 2, Hull City 1.
Well, again, a good delivery, wasn't it? We said Cresswell puts himself on the edge of the box, and who was marking him there? I mean, he had a free run from the edge of the box through just about a yard outside the 6 yard, free header. You know, all he had to do was get a good perch on it, keep it down, and the keeper's got no chance. And a lot of Hull defenders putting their arms in there, but no one took the responsibility. You know, probably told at the start of the game, this is the guy you've got to look after and mark, and it's cost them, isn't it? 2-1.
Free kick here from Hull City goes straight to the head of a Leeds United player, and now the Leeds United break is on, and there's a man into the middle, and Leeds are breaking down the middle, and here they come. It's Nicholas Haugland. Haugland on the edge of the area, in the penalty area. It's a penalty to Leeds United, and that's a clear penalty, as clear as you like. I think he tried to go for the tackle on the edge of the area, did Andy Smith, but Haugland's pace was just too much, and he's just caught him inside the penalty area. It's yellow card. It was Josh Ward. And Leeds United will have a penalty. Cresswell taking the penalty. You don't normally see it from a defender. But here we are on 68 minutes. Charlie Cresswell, the captain, steps up for the penalty and scores for Leeds United. It's a well-taken penalty. He sent the keeper the wrong way. And Charlie Cresswell adds to his first half goal with a second half goal. It's Leeds United 3, Hull City 1, and Leeds United looking like they're going to set themselves into the fourth round. Obviously, there's still time to go, but they'll go on potentially to face Luton or Sheffield Wednesday here at Selham Road in the new year. And Leeds United, since the 20th minute, have been in control of this game, completely in control.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, the pace there of Gibbon really stretched Hull. Haugland kept up with him, and it was all about that way to pass, wasn't it? Make his right decision, given he did the right thing, made that right pass, and coolly slotted away by Cresswell. And like you said, Leeds have been on the ascendancy, and they look the stronger, better team in this last 50 minutes or so, and it's a big mountain for Hull to climb here.
They played as a team. It's not been about an individual performance. It's all been about how the team plays as a unit, and they have been the better side tonight. And that is full time here on Live Sports FM at Elland Road, and Leeds United are the victors. They move on to the fourth round of the FA Youth Cup. They play Luton or Sheffield Wednesday here in the new year at Elland Road. It's finished Leeds United 3, Hull City 1. And it's been a fantastic game.